Hey, it's Taylor from Jaded Wrestling. This week we're going to talk about the similarities between stand-up comedy and wrestling. I think they're more similar than you think. So I just read a book this week, the Norm Macdonald memoir. It's called Based on a True Story. And it got me thinking because most of the time when you read biographies or memoirs, you expect there to be some sort of truth to the story. And I think that there is nuggets of truth in this story. But it occurred to me that he is playing more of a character. And it got me thinking how similar comedy and wrestling are. Now, I know there's a physicality issue with wrestling that is nothing like comedy. But what I mean when I say that is the road schedules of being on the road most of your life, away from your family, away from your friends, away from your loved ones, and entertaining people night after night in front of a live crowd. You get that kind of reaction from people too, whether it's laughter or a surprise or shock or awe, all these things that happen in wrestling as well as comedy. With Norm, this whole book, he's telling these stories that are very rooted in real life. Like, there are real-life characters in every one of these stories, whether it's his friends from SNL or Dave Attell or Sarah Silverman. All these people that are real people by design and are meant to think, oh, this might be a real story. But that is the same way that wrestling builds you in. Because our whole obsession with this sport is the realism, when we feel like there is realism behind the story. Most of the time, we're not just invested in a wrestling match. Like, sometimes there's dream matches here or there where we're like, God, I can't wait to see these two go head to head. But at the root of it all, the reason I like wrestling is because it is very based in real life. My favorite wrestling feuds or wrestling angles are always based in real life. When you think about somebody like Gunther, even, like Gunther is putting on match after match where you're like, God, that was a hard-hitting match. And it makes you feel like he really is this strong character that's beating people up on purpose because he can. And I think that's an interesting parallel to Norm, because Norm is telling these stories that make you think, God, this can't be real. But what if it is? What if it is real? And that's exactly how you get to these false finishes in wrestling, where we get to a point where we're like, oh my gosh, like, this guy could really win this. Like, we think about Cody at WrestleMania last year. Most people really believe, like, he had a chance to take that belt off of Roman, and they had you on the edge of your seat breathing in and breathing out. Can he do this? Can he do this? And I think that's kind of the interesting part about this book. We think about characters in wrestling and in comedy, like people like Sam Kinison, who grew up with a preacher as a dad who would go into the altar and scream and yell about the Lord and Jesus Christ and get his message across in a very loud way, but make you feel his pain or his reality. And I think Sam Kinison brought that to comedy, but it's a little different. He wasn't really doing it for the Lord, but, you know, it's that same idea of taking what you know and making it into real life. But the interesting thing I wanted to talk about today is, how far does it have to go before the character becomes you? How far do you have to walk down that line before you're like, man, you've become this person? Like, we think about Andy Kaufman, for example. He is so deep ingratiated in wanting to be not a comedian, but an entertainer through his whole life, where he's pushing not comedy, but reaction. And wrestlers kind of do that too. Like, even if it is funny wrestlers or comedic wrestlers, they are looking for that reaction, whether it's laughter or when a heel turns, you're looking for that anger or spark in the crowd that makes you know that they feel what you're doing. And I think that's the thing that bonds comedy and wrestling, is it's all about reactions. When you go up and you bomb, and not necessarily like booing, like the crowd is booing you, but you go up and you get silence. That's the worst thing in the world, because you know not only do they not find you funny, they don't care. And I think that's the same with wrestling. If you go out there and it's just dead silent, you know no one gives a crap about what you're doing in a ring or what you're doing with a microphone. And if you're going out there and you're getting booed, you're doing something. It might not be the thing that you necessarily want to do if you're a comedian, or if you're Andy Kaufman, maybe it is the thing you want to do. But with Norm, it felt like these stories were not favorable stories. Like, none of these, he's not embellishing these stories to make himself look good. He's embellishing these stories to create a character, to create something that people are like, man, this guy is fascinating. Like, why would you tell these stories about losing all your money gambling or having a crush on a girl who doesn't want you and you spend your whole life pining over and hiring people to put hits out on her boyfriend and all this stuff, which I don't believe is true because the people he are talking about are all friends of his in real life. I think it's a work. And I think that's the funny part about wrestling. We've all seen this Ric Flair documentary where he talks about going home and not really wanting to be there because all he could think about was getting back on the road and wrestling again and being in front of a crowd. And I wonder if comedy and stand-up is the same way, where you live to be in front of that crowd and you dream about getting that reaction from somebody. Because even podcasters like you or me, we don't necessarily get the reaction from the crowd, but we are doing this so we can have you listen to us and understand what we're saying. We are doing this because we think what we have to say is interesting and trying to get a reaction out of somebody. It's the same thing that wrestlers and comedians do. I just find the idea of having a different, separate life so crazy and wild to me, because at the end of the day, I'm not this person that I am on the microphone. I'm also hidden away or shy and have and riddled with anxiety and all these things that a lot of people suffer from. I'm not alone in that, but I put on a character to try and sound interesting. And I wonder if all wrestlers, especially in the kayfabe days, live so much of their life under a cloak of a character that that character might become them. I wonder if The Undertaker, now that he has peeled the mask off and he is no longer Undertaker and he's Mark Calloway, sometimes falls back into the character. Like, sometimes he feels like he is that guy that has to say little to no words, or he gets in moods and he becomes that character that he was forced to be for 30 years. There's not a lot of people who have talked about it other than Mark. There's not a lot of people that you can say, hey, what does this feel like? What does it feel like to be a character 90% of the time? Like, I'd love to interview like Carrot Top, who is by all intents and purposes a really nice guy from everything I've heard, and he seems like a really interesting dude, but 30 years in Vegas doing prop comedy. It's just got to be exhausting to have to be a character so much of your life. I guess if you love something enough, it's worth sacrificing for, though. What do you guys think? How do you feel about characters in wrestling? How do you feel about characters in comedy? Can you be a person and also be a character? Is it bound to bleed into one another? Let me know your thoughts.